The most important thing is for scientists that science and poetry are both unnatural, human, artifactual creations. There is nothing natural about a poem. People condemn scientists for making unnatural things. Okay, what are poems? What are musical compositions? They're a human creation. When you make something human, you have to judge whether it's ethical content. Is it good for human beings? Is it going to hurt someone? The poems can hurt too. If you write a poem about something about a former lover, that can hurt somebody. They are objects of human creation. They're done with craftsmanship, carefully done. You can see this good science. You can see this in good poems. They're not just words thrown together. They're very carefully put together. In both an economy of statement and intensity, a concentration is important. Something is being said very precisely, emotionally. So this is, now I get to one of the differences. The differences are that the emotions are more the currency in which poetry is valued, whereas contact with reality in terms of material reality is more what is valued in science. So I think there are both elements. Both try to communicate with other people. It's in there. In both there is a mixture of selfishness and altruism. You want to be praised for how smart you are, how good you've written that poem, but you want to share it with somebody else. Both are trying to understand the world in different ways. They're trying to understand the world.